It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank, along with Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, and Jim Cavanaugh, CEO of Worldwide Technology. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jim, we have heard you talk about Silicon Valley and St. Louis. Can you tell us about how this relates to Worldwide Technology and our region overall?
It relates to Worldwide. We have built out what we consider as an innovation ecosystem here at Worldwide, especially on our technology campus. And the way we look at it is you could go to Silicon Valley and talk to individual companies out there like Cisco and NetApp and EMC and VMware. But what we have done is brought all those companies into our labs here in St. Louis, and we have integrated those companies we've taken them from products to integrated architectures, to transformational business solutions. So when we look at it, it's actually Silicon Valley and St. Louis is actually more powerful than actually going to Silicon Valley because we integrate those companies that have come from Silicon Valley.
Speaking of innovation, we've heard you talk about creating a culture of innovation at Worldwide Technology. Can you tell us how you've done this and what the results are? Are you innovating?
Well, we're innovating. First of all, I think innovation, you know, comes from it's a mindset, but there's also things that you can do relative to the platform that you create. So we've created a technology platform that facilitates innovation, but also the culture that we create at Worldwide allows people to push the envelope, to make mistakes, and to innovate on the fly. And that's really what I think drives innovation is the mindset and the culture of an organization.
So, Jim, being one of the largest technology solution providers in the entire world, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in technology, and how do these trends affect your business and your business partners?
Well, I think there's a lot of technology trends that are happening around the world that are not only affecting Worldwide as we go out and help customers incorporate some of these disruptive technologies, but they're impacting every business. So I believe every business is a technology business today. And you have things like cybersecurity that are impacting organizations, cloud. You look at IoT, the Internet of Things. So there's devices that have sensors integrated into everything that we're dealing with today, from a refrigerator to a phone to a car. So we help integrate these things to enable companies to drive really digital transformation.
So we hear a lot about disruption in technology and companies that are disrupting how traditional goods and services are offered. How does this affect Worldwide Technology? What are the most significant disruptions that you're seeing?
We're seeing all kinds of disruptions, and I believe that we're going to see things come at us even faster than we have in the last 20 years. So when you look at, you know, cybersecurity, you look at the cloud, you look at Internet of Things, driverless cars, all of these things are coming at us, and they're coming at us individually as consumers, but they're also coming at companies. So companies need to think innovatively and very disruptively how they're going to change the way they go to market.
Jim, Worldwide Technology is known as a great place to work. It's been recognized by numerous publications, including Fortune, Glassdoor, and other organizations. Tell us a little bit about your culture and your role in driving culture across the company. How are you driving culture in places like Singapore, the United Kingdom, and South America?
Personally, I just think culture is just critical to the success of any organization. And if you're going to build an organization, especially a global company, you need to focus on your culture. And I think your culture is all about your values and how you behave. And that starts at the top of an organization. And I think if you can get that right and you truly drive the right behaviors, then that can permeate not just from where you are locally, like we're here in St. Louis, but it can domestically and globally. So we expect the same type of values and behaviors that we see in our employees here to be the same for our employees in London and Amsterdam and Brazil and in Singapore.
Jim, you've mentioned the values inherent at Worldwide Technologies. Just curious, are these the same values you learned playing soccer?
It's had a big impact because playing a team sport really helped me understand the importance of collaboration, of teamwork, of, you know, driving an organization, putting the right people in the right place to drive the optimal performance for a collective team and not just an individual. So I think I've learned a lot about what it takes to actually win. And it's not all about you. It's about the team and the drive and perseverance that it takes on the field and off the field to actually really drive results.
Worldwide Technology has a significant presence in Asia. So how is the company preparing for these potential trade and tariff impacts that may be coming soon?
That's a great question. We have not only a technology disruption, but we have different things happening on the, I would say, geopolitical side that are creating these disruptive things around tariffs. So from our perspective, we just have to be very agile and be willing to move with some of these, I would say, domestic and global changes. Personally, we're, I would say, early on relative to some of these changes from a tariff standpoint. So I would say it's a little early to really decide how that's going to impact us.
You've had great growth over the last 28 years. Where is the company going next? What will Worldwide Technology look like in the next 5 to 10 years?
So we're very excited about where we are, but I will tell you that 5 years from now, Worldwide is going to look very different than what we look today. The foundation of Worldwide, the culture and the values will be the same, but the products and services that we deliver to our customers is going to be very different. And I would recommend any company out there today really needs to think about how they're changing their business model, how they're adapting technology to drive new business models and to disrupt the way they go to market before someone else does.
It's very exciting in St. Louis to see your new headquarters and learn of your recent expansion in Edwardsville. Can you tell us really what's driving this expansion and what's on the horizon for Worldwide Technology?
Well, I would say just overall growth. I feel very good about our business model today, but our business model is as much about a mindset of growth. We have a plan, and that plan over the last 20 years has been to double our top line and double our bottom line every 5 years. And we have executed against that plan, and we plan to continue to execute and double our top line and our bottom line for the next 5 to 10 years. And that's going to create additional opportunities, and it's also going to create expansion. So when you look at the Edwardsville facility and you look at our new headquarters, those are just byproducts of the plan and executing our plan.
Mike, Jim, thanks for joining us today for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.